Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
The institution Satan and the woke culture is most dedicated to destroy marriage and the family. Marriage and the family, the first target. And then we're going to see what it's like in marriage to live outside the boundary of God. And then we're going to take a panoramic view of sexuality as it is being expressed in the United States today.
The truth is, God has placed boundaries around our lives. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today on The Winning Walk, Dr. Young begins his message from confusion to clarity with proven truth to help you stand firm in these trying times for our nation. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. But before we get to today's message, we want to tell you about a timely new sermon series from Dr. Young called The Church Awake. In the midst of our decaying world, this series sounds an inspiring call for the church to wake up and be engaged in our culture with clarity and conviction on the issues that matter, standing firmly on truth instead of bowing to the whims of the world. We'll send you this series as our thanks for your gift to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and others all over the world through this program. So call today to request The Church Awake when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, From Confusion to Clarity.
Friends was a television sitcom that ran for some 10 years. I never saw an episode, but I did see the last one. Over 8 million people watched the last episode of Friends. Those who critiqued this sitcom said, when asked, what is it about? And their answer was, nothing. But that's really not true. Of the 6 primary characters, studies have revealed, over 10 years, they had more than 85 different sexual partners. Now, don't say that I'm so pious that I stood against Friends of all things, but what was the underlying motive? What was really going on? Friends, like so many things, even 18 years ago, was trying to normalize all kind of sexual activity. The writers, it was humorous, it was cute, it was relevant, and you got to walk through the lives of these different personalities in all kind of high pressure, brokenness, humorous, multifaceted sexual encounters. And the purpose was accomplished. It was to normalize any kind of sexual activity. Now, that's been 18 years ago. Look how far we have digressed since we laughed and joked and used sex as a humorous thing. And now, all of a sudden, it has become the normal kind of life that evidently people in the modern world live. Friends was a story in which there were no sexual boundaries. No boundaries. What happens when there are no boundaries? What if in a major city there were no traffic lights, no stop signs, no directional signals? There was no way to guide us with no boundaries. What do you think traveling in that city would be like? Go back to the very beginning. God instituted boundaries. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. A difference, a boundary. There was darkness. God brought in light. A boundary between darkness and light. And then we know that God began to create living beings, and when God created man and woman, and he performed that first marriage in the garden, you know the formula, leave, cleave, one flesh, no shame, and the leaving of a man and his wife in a covenant relationship, distance from father and mother and all other things, there's a boundary there. The highest priority is to your mate, your wife, your husband. There's a boundary created. And when that boundary is destroyed between good and evil, there is an absolute boundary. By the way, if you want to find the first woke question asked, it was the first question ever asked in the Bible. Man, what a beautiful situation. Adam and Eve married, fabulous splendor and celebration. You know what Thomas Aquinas said about sex between Adam and Eve? Thomas Aquinas said that was the most beautiful, dynamic, fulfilling, alive, creative sexual act of any two individuals ever in history. Why? They were both absolutely pure. It was a total giving. A total receiving. And therefore, we see boundaries are put up between a husband and a wife, between parents and all other people. But the boundaries come down in the intimacy of marriage. And then we see Satan appears in the third chapter of Genesis. And he asks that woke question, that crazy question. He says to Eve, "Indeed, indeed," you can see almost a sneer, "indeed, you can eat of any tree of the garden?" In other words, he was asking, are there any boundaries? You mean you and Adam can supervise, be stewards over all of creation, and Almighty God has put down no boundaries? You can eat of any tree you want to? And he said, no, there's one. We've got one boundary. Then we know the deceptive conversation of the devil as he fooled Eve, as he fooled Adam, just the way he fools us. If you'll eat of this tree and go across that boundary, you'll be like God. You not only know all that is good, but you will be introduced to evil. And you'll not surely die. Run your own life. It's okay. Do what you want to do. Have no boundaries. If it feels good, if it seems good, and we hear all the time the wildest myth that anybody can listen to, just follow your heart. You'll be all right. Yeah, just follow your passions. There's no problem there. Don't have any boundaries. Boundaries. But what happened when Adam and Eve ate that fruit that appealed to the eye? It was delicious. And it was everything you would want. And Eve said, "Man, I've never had any fruit like this. Adam, you try it." Adam said, "It is absolutely delicious." But what happened immediately? The same thing that happens to you and to me when we cross God's boundary. They're naked. Never noticed. Ashamed. I have to be covered. I have to go in hiding. I have crossed a boundary that God had given to us, and therefore what else happened? Now there was a wall between Adam and Eve, humanity and God. We cross his boundaries. We lose that beautiful opportunity we have as Adam and Eve had to walk in the cool of the evening with Almighty God. What a privilege that is. Crossing a boundary. Now, let's just take an examination and let's just look for a moment as what it is like in marriage, in intimacy, to live within the boundary of God. What is it like in marriage to live within the boundary of God? And then we're going to see what it's like in marriage to live outside the boundary of God. And then we're going to take a panoramic view of sexuality as it is being expressed in the United States today. And let me tell you what's going on. This is a little subset here. We read over in Peter, 1 Peter, a frightening verse. Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. In other words, Peter said, hey, wake up. Sound familiar? Not woke, but wake. Wake up. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Ooh, that's one side of the picture. Look at the other side of the picture. Turn, if you would, to 1 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support, he may applaud those whose heart is completely his. So you got God, and you got the devil, and you got the devil looking all over the earth to find somebody they can devour. Know anybody's been devoured by the devil? Has the devil chewed on you and chewed on me? Oh, absolutely. Satan is looking for someone to devour. At the same time, God is looking for someone to bless, for someone he can applaud. Ladies and gentlemen, when you and I learn to live a life and we're interested only in the applause of God, you're on your way. You're on your way. So we have these two forces, Almighty God and the devil, searching out. And what's the devil looking for? He's looking for someone who's living outside the boundaries of biblical truth of God. What is Satan looking for? Someone living outside those parameters. What is God looking for? Looking for people who live inside those parameters so he can bless, so he can applaud, so he can use. So we begin with marriage, the basic institution of the family, the institution Satan and the woke culture is most dedicated to destroying, is marriage and the family. Marriage and the family, the first target. But I've got good news. Those marriages who are living inside biblical truth are growing. More people got married last year ever in the history of our land. The rate of divorce is declining rather rapidly. First time in generations. You see, men and women are discovering, they're finding out, particularly in this last generation, that living together in purity and harmony and living together in love and having children, they discovered that in this relationship that sexuality and intimacy and joy and fullness really genuinely works and changes everything about their life. This is a wonderful trend in marriage today. You see, marriage lived according to God's principles inside His parameters. Let me tell you what happens. In Ephesians 5, God tells us how marriage soars and sings and grows, becomes more excited, more creative. And He just gives us, and I'm going to summarize with two words. He tells the wives, you cheer for your husband. Tells the men, you do one simple thing. You encourage, you cherish your wife. Women cheer, men cherish. You got that? Hey, look, if you'll just cherish your wife, wives, you just cheer for your husband, it'll change everything. And finally, it becomes a natural thing that you do. We men, we are so shallow and we're so timid and our egos are so big. Boy, we need a lot of cheering. Wives, you're called, according to God, Ephesians 5, I'm summarizing, you're to be cheerleaders for your husband. Husband, you are to cherish your wives. They need to be secure. They need to be at home. They need to feel needed and wanted and special and know that you'll be there no matter what. Wives that cheer and husbands that cherish, boy, those relationships, I guarantee you, I'm Phi Beta Kappa in marriage. I was married 58 years. My wife graduated to be the Lord 2 years I was single. I'll be married 3 years in this Christmas. Let me tell you something. I can stand here and tell you it absolutely works. Cheering and cherishing, cherishing and cheering. That's all we have to do, guys. That's all we have to do, ladies. Or you can just stay the way you are. Always that choice. Let me tell you what happens when this takes place. There's a beauty in your intimacy, in the intimate part of your relationship that you cannot even imagine. What is the purpose of sex? Procreation, pleasure, and it is a symbol of, Ephesians says, the husband loved his wife as Christ loved his church. It is a symbol of that relationship that a Christian has with God through the love of Jesus Christ for you and for me. When we let Him run our life, we don't run our own lives. Very simple. There was a book I heard about. It was entitled Christianity and Sex. And you opened it, there was nothing on the pages. It was meant as a joke. But as someone said, the joke is on the jokester. Because in Christianity, sex is central and vital to the marriage relationship. Central and vital to the marriage relationship. Why is the church so obsessed with sex, says all of those in all the sexual relationships we see around us? Why is the church so obsessed with sex? I'm going to tell you why. It's because God is holy. It's because sex is holy. That's why the church is obsessed with sex, because sex itself is holy. Do you realize that when a husband and wife comes together and you enter into the secret garden and intimacy of a personality, one flesh, two become one in that mystical union, God, in expressing love in marriage, combines two things, power and pleasure. Pleasure in procreation and power in creation, because when two come together and there is a new birth, there is created, think about it clearly, plainly, there is created a life made in the image of God that will last forever. Ever. Nobody will ever be a part of a bigger miracle than that as long as we live. Sex is holy. Sex is sacred. So, We live our marriage out of the boundaries that God has given us biblically as to how marriage functions. Does it sound like a bad thing to anybody? Oh man, I've got to cherish. No, that's the way God designed it. That's the way it's to operate. Now let's look at a marriage that is living outside of God's boundaries. Two people that do not know God and have not received Jesus Christ and are getting married without having the same playbook, the Bible, without operating on the same principles, I don't see how that marriage lasts for 30 seconds. It really doesn't. Because of infidelity, because of neglect, because of so many infinite number of reasons, because I don't see how they can work, certainly not as God designed them, with cheering and cherishing, because you operate on different principles. You seek life. You're saying, well, I'll say love as long as I get what I want from my wife or I get what I want from my husband. We think love is just a noun and it's something you do. It's an action. Till death do you part. Man, and it grows in intensity and joy and confidentiality. It just continues to explode before us. Marriage. Even a heterosexual marriage is not functioning properly outside the boundaries that God has given us. Clearly in biblical truth. Homosexual marriage. First of all, I think that's a misnomer. I don't think there's such a thing as a homosexual marriage. God defined marriage. Man, a woman, a man, a woman. He didn't stutter. He didn't back up. He just said that is the definition of marriage and any other relationship there, even though it's been legitimized by the law of the land, is not really marriage itself. It cannot function because once same-sex marriage came into law, why not have two wives, three husbands? You know, why? You see, the purpose of all of our woke philosophy is to do away with marriage and to flatten it out where all kind of sexual promiscuity is open and legal, and don't bother me, it's what God has made me like. They even blame God for all the evil disparities that are there.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
1 Corinthians 4:14-15. I do not write these things to shame you, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For if you were to have countless tutors in Christ, yet you would not have many fathers. But in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. Paul had earned the right to be the authority in the Corinthian church because he had brought them to faith in Christ and founded the church on this good news. We know the gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ, his virgin birth, his sinless life, his death on the cross, his resurrection, his ascension to heaven. He has within it the balance of grace and truth. Without that balance, the gospel becomes invalid. Grace alone leads to license, the attitude that we can do anything we want because we are under grace and God will forgive us. Truth alone is not the gospel either, because that leads to legalism. So the gospel must have the balance of grace and truth. We too must possess that same balance because, like Paul, we are commissioned to share the good news, the gospel, wherever we go.
We hope today's message has been an encouragement to you, and we'd love to strengthen you further with a brand new series by Dr. Young called The Church Awake. We can all agree the world is broken, and in this timely new series, Dr. Young equips you to be the salt and light Jesus calls you to be by engaging our decaying culture on some of today's most controversial issues. This series is our thanks for your gift to support and keep this program going strong. So call now to request The Church Awake when you give to reach more people with the proven truth of God's Word. Thank you. Call 1-800-350-WALK. That's 1-800-350-9255. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Listen in tomorrow as Dr. Young continues his message, From Confusion to Clarity.